Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Today's guest is Tom Rattle. People, keep
on learning. The three songs I've chosen are not necessarily excellent or outstanding pieces of music, but for various reasons they're special to me because they elicit certain feelings or memories. The first song I've selected is relatively new, and I'll need to provide a little bit of context, so please forgive me for going off at a tangent. Both my daughters are IVF babies, and with that comes a host of probabilities and chances of success, which the doctors very kindly present to you in a series of quite depressing graphs and diagrams. When Megan, our eldest, was shown to us as an embryo, as a scan, the one thing we wanted most in the whole world was that she would, in my 9 months' time, arrive to us as a healthy, screaming baby in our arms. So during those 9 months, and numerous scares and scans, there was a song that was quite popular on the radio, which we would listen to when we were in the car travelling to hospital. Now, while most of this song has absolutely nothing to do with conception at all, there were a couple of lines that my wife and I latched onto whenever it came onto. And so now, whenever I hear them, I'm always drawn back to that time of hope and worry. The song was Rather Be by Clean Bandit featuring Jess Glynn, and I'm sure that you can work out which two or three lines still draw me to tears to this day.
We have traveled land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I would away forever, exalted in the sea, as long as I am with you, my heart continues to be. Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same, gave you another name, switch up the batteries. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it.
My second song is quite the gear change from the first, and it has bounced its way into my three songs, not because it's one of my favourite songs ever, but because it reminds me of a time in my life when I was very, very happy. I was in my first year of university, in the halls of residence, and I'd visited my friend Ben's room, who lived a couple of doors down, and he was playing this song. And until then, I'd never really been exposed to this genre of music. I'd limited myself somewhat to like 90s Britpop, Oasis and Blur and Pulp, and occasionally listen to some different 80s artists. So when I heard this song, I asked who it was, and then almost immediately, upon leaving his room, went back and downloaded it on Napster, which most of you probably don't know what that is. The band were Jurassic 5, and they're an alternative hip-hop group. And they were my first foray into a new world of music I'd never experienced before. I never really wanted to learn more about music. So they were my first example of being able to look and find out about different artists beyond my own small little world. And this song is my favourite of theirs because it brings me back to one of those times in my life when I was discovering who I was as a person, and I was also at the same time discovering new music. And that was me sitting with my friends in my first year at Exeter University. The song is Concrete Schoolyard, and it's by Jurassic 5.
Let's take you back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, a rabbit and a hat trick. Just that classic rap shit from Jurassic. Let's take you back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, a rabbit and a hat trick. Just that classic rap shit from Jurassic.
Now I walk from Transania, earthquake Transylvania, and all the way I kick the hole through the wall of China just to get the right blend. Cause I'm schizophrenic of the pen. Wait a minute, I fell into the deep end. You shouldn't have told me the pyramids can hold me. So now the contest is what you owe me.
Pull out your beats, pull out your cuts.
Give us a mic,
what up? And we gon' tear shit up.
I'm on some old and forgotten, sun up to sun down. Like picking cotton, the nutty professor science dropping. Rockin' Robin's Hood from New York to Compton. Me and my three sons, Jabari, Shakir, and Austin.
So let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MC. Playground tactics, no rabbit in a hat trick. Just that classic rap shit from Jurassic. Let's take it back to the concrete streets. Original beats with real live MCs. Playground tactics, no rabbit in a hat trick. Just that classic rap shit from Jurassic.
From UNITY, do or die, anti-Illuminati. Why do the liquid from my vocals make the ghetto start swimming? Forever winning, I'm in it like Meadowlark living.
I get goosebumps when the bass line thumps. A sucker MC for style, he had mine for lunch. Mark 7, get your open like...
My third song is by a band called The Levelers that I actually found by accident. I fell in love with their energy and the style of music as soon as I'd heard one of their songs. When I went to Glastonbury in 2004, Oasis were headlining the Pyramid Stage, and the Levelers were playing at a much smaller stage called the Avalon Stage at exactly the same time. Now this meant I was conflicted. I loved Oasis, all my friends were going to Oasis, the band were huge, but the Levelers were my favourite band who I listened to all the time. So eventually I decided to ditch all my friends as they walked off to Oasis, and I ended up on my own, eventually at the front of this Avalon Stage, along with about 200 people who were also huge Levelers fans. And as soon as it started, as soon as the energy came from the band and I was right at the front and everyone else around me was so excited, I knew that I'd made the right choice. And after it ended, I actually went off with a number of the people who were also at the Avalon Stage. And we had a fantastic night and I returned in the early hours of the morning to my friends. It was just a magical evening, and it still sticks with me as a definite good choice that I made. This is their, in my opinion, best song. It's called Beautiful Day, and it's by The Levelers.
And what a beautiful day, like in the ball time. And nothing is impossible in my all-powerful mind. To be back when Hepburn said I love you and Flynn said make mine a double jack. Was then we planned the revolution to make things better for all time. Oh, and Guevara said that's crazy and ordered up a bottle of wine. What a beautiful day. Possible in my powerful mind. And what a beautiful day. The king of all times. And nothing is impossible in my powerful mind. In there on the big screen, every night I've seen the way all things could be for me, for me,
Many thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again on the next episode of My Music.
Teachers!